Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all doing?
Good.
I'm good. I don't know about you. I'm so excited to be here. The two widows in our readings today were very generous to the point of sacrifice. The widow in the first reading had to give the prophet what she literally had to live on. That was great sacrifice. And in the gospel, the widow gave her all, her last two coins. That again was a great sacrifice. Their actions point to a Christian ideal that defines the life of a true Christian. To be a Christian is more than being nice and caring and polite and harmless and generous and even loving. I know we will be shocked that I'm including loving as the least that being a Christian is much more about. So it is more than being nice, it is more than being caring and polite and harmless and generous and even loving. It is a good thing that we know that love is the greatest commandment, but it is very important that we know the kind of love that Christ recommends to his disciples as the Christian standard. Yes, last week we were told that the two greatest commandments is love of God and love of neighbor. But today I think the church wants us to know the kind of love that Jesus expects those who are his disciples to practice. It is not just love in the air. In today's liturgy, the church wants us to know that the Christian is called to love in a sacrificial way. And that is why I said it is not just mere loving or not being generous. To be a Christian, we are called to love in a sacrificial way. And that is why Christians are different from other people, other humanists and people of other religion. Because our understanding of love, our standard of love, is a sacrificial love. In other words, the Christian life is loving sacrifice. For a true Christian, to love means the willingness to spend and be spent for others. St. Paul puts it succinctly in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15. St. Paul says, I will be glad to spend all I have and myself as well in order to help you to spend and be spent for Christ. That is the standard of Christian love that Jesus invites us to practice. Jesus also spelled it out clearly for us in John's Gospel chapter 15, verse 13. He says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. That's when we truly practice the Christian love. Because honestly, I've met a lot of good people who are not Christians. But what distinguishes a believer, a Christian, from people who are kind and generous and caring is the fact that a Christian goes beyond that mere loving experience. We are willing to make the sacrifice to lay down our lives for others. The life of loving sacrifice is God's plan for our lives. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, St. Paul says that God blessed us with certain spiritual gifts to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. We are to continue the work of Jesus, the work that Jesus started, not because he is incapable of doing it himself, but because we were created with that purpose in mind. What a big revelation. How exciting to know that loving sacrifice is not just a Christian ideal, but the purpose God had in mind for my life while he was creating me. And that's why I said at the beginning, I'm so excited that loving sacrifice is not an ideal that we are called to pursue because we are Christian, but that from the very beginning, God had it in mind for my life that I will come into this world and make my life a memory of self-donation. That I live to make other people's life better, even if it means making sacrifice, forgoing my comfort, my leisure, my pride, my reputation, that somebody, someone experience the love and the blessings of God. I would like to give a very simple definition of loving sacrifice that would make it easy for us to go back and practice it every day of our lives. Loving sacrifice is the commitment to be very proactive about the needs of others. You don't wait for people to come and tell you they are in need before you help them. We become proactive. We anticipate the needs of others and act. We don't wait to be told that people are suffering, or we just sharpen our minds to understand the pains and the sufferings of people, and then we act even before they make requests. That's loving sacrifice. You see, Jesus did not wait for us to ask him to come. He came out of his own choice, even when we didn't expect him to come. He came and made that sacrifice for us. And that is how he wants us to live as his friends, as his brothers and sisters. Another important thing I want you to know is that loving sacrifice is not a grace that comes by that easily. It is a grace we receive through the daily sacrifices we make for others, no matter how small they are. It comes from the simple habits of doing things like dishes for your spouse, even when you don't have to, by giving surprise gifts to someone who truly needs that particular gift, letting someone take the window seat reserved for you in an airplane if you notice they want it, volunteer to fill in for a colleague who you know needs more time to deal with family challenges, cook a meal and bring to a friend or neighbor, visit with someone you know who lives in an assisted living but have no relatives around. At the parking lot, choose a spot a little less convenient for yourself in order to make someone else's day just a little bit better. When we practice these daily little sacrifices, it becomes a habit. It becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, if the opportunity comes for us to make that very big sacrifice, we will not experience struggle. It will come by that easily because we are already used to making these little sacrifices. And that is how to make our world a better place. Imagine that every one of us is anticipating every other person's needs. Everyone is proactive about the sufferings and pains of others and not waiting to see pains on the television or on the news before we act. Imagine how the world would look like. Imagine how beautiful this place will be. And that is why St. Paul says that is the reason God had in mind why he was creating us, that we come leaving this world lovingly sacrificing for one another. So I pray that we will go back and think about this and begin that habit of daily sacrifices for one another. And I know how much difference it will make. When you think of Mother Teresa and a lot of the saints who gave their all, it was not just something that happened in a day. They started practicing that sacrifices, that simple sacrifices for those around them. And they were able to take it that far. And we celebrate them, we pray to them for intercession today. So let us make a commitment to make our life here on earth a memory of self-donation.